Welcome to a Christmas edition of Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. In this hour, the Texaco Star Theater entertains from December 21st, 1938 on CBS with an all-star cast featuring John Barrymore as host, Ned Sparks, comedian Charlie Ruggles, Adolf Monju, singer Kenny Baker, and many more, along with theater legend Max Reinhardt as producer.
From coast to coast, more than 45,000 Texaco dealers welcome you to the Texaco Star Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Wallington speaking. As Texaco's radio trademark, the famous fire chief's siren and bell, echoes a holiday spirit in the Texaco Star Theater. Another gala hour with John Barrymore as master of ceremonies, with Jane Froman and Kenny Baker, with Charlie Ruggles and Una Merkel, David Brookman's orchestra and his Texaco chorus, and another Reinhardt radio production starring Adolf Monju and Francis D. Yes, and present, of course, that fearful face that frightened Frankenstein, my own personal Scrooge, Ned Sparks. Ladies and gentlemen, during the past few weeks, we've had a lot of fun ribbing our distinguished master of ceremonies, but like the truly great person that he is, he's taken it all in stride. And so tonight, in the holiday spirit, I'd like to give him the introduction he so richly deserves. Presenting a sensitive artist, a brilliant comedian, a charming master of ceremonies, and the most distinguished Shakespearean actor of our time, Mr. John Barrymore. Well, was that to your liking, Mr. Barrymore?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. What part of Shakespeare is that from?
That's the third act of Kingfish Lear.
You know, it sounded more like a Midsummer Nightmare.
Sounds like a die. What lack of appreciation. I slave in the theater. I labor in pictures. I work myself to a frazzle on the radio. And for what? What have I got out of it? A measly fortune.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello there, John. Una.
Hello, John.
Hello, Una.
Hello,
baby.
How's
Christmas
greeting
you? Well, I'm glad to see we're all together again.
Yes, dear.
Go on. How's Christmas treating you, baby?
Oh, John, it's just swell. Look at the Christmas card I got here from Uncle Willie. There's a Santa who gives you games and toys. There's a Santa who's even sweeter. But the only Santa who never shells out is that darned old Santa Anita.
You know, that reminds me. I got a lovely Christmas card myself today, Una. I think I'll read it to you.
Oh, do.
My thoughts are with you through the year. And here's my wish for Christmas cheer. I hope your skies are always sunny and that you'll make a lot of money. It's from the woman I owe everything to.
You mean your mother?
No, my landlady.
Oh, how beautiful.
Ah, Christmas, what memories it brings back. Three little stockings by the fireplace. One for myself, one for my sister Ethel, and one for my older brother, Scrooge Barrymore. And how my father, my little pappy, used to love to play Santa Claus. By the way, who plays Santa Claus in your family, Una?
Well, nobody since what happened to Cousin Clarence.
What do you mean?
Well, he used to play Santa every year until they arrested him for taking his bag down a chimney.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It was the chimney of a bank.
Oh, so who's going to give out the presents this year?
Well, I worked out a new system, John. You see, I didn't have enough money to buy all my friends the presents that I wanted to. So you know what I've done?
What?
Well, I've made up a punch board. All my friends get a punch, and the winner really gets a swell present.
Well, how does your punch board work?
Well, you see, in each hole, there's the name of a famous movie personality. There's 50 punches, and the one who draws Una Merkel wins the present.
Well, that certainly shows a swell Christmas spirit, Una.
Uh-huh. Would you like to have your punch now?
Yes, I make it a Tom and Jerry, will you?
John, you're kidding. But here's the punch board. Now, go ahead.
All right. There it is.
Snow White.
Oh, well, that'll be 50 cents, please.
The luck of the Barrymores. I draw Snow White, and it cost me 50 cents.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
Walt Disney do Snow White. Made $5 million out of it.
Well, try again, John.
Okay. Okay. There we are. Donald Duck.
Yeah, that'll be another 50 cents.
Huh? 50 cents for Donald Duck?
Well, what do you want for 50 cents, Hedy Lamarr?
Well, I might as well keep punching. Yikes is Rudy Valley. I guess I'm not very lucky.
Oh, no? You're the only one who ever punched Rudy Valley and got away with it.
Well, before this thing costs me a fortune, I'd better quit. You know, it begins to look like I can't find the lucky ticket that says Una Merkel on it.
Well, I don't see why it should be so hard for you, John.
What do you mean?
Well, before the broadcast, I gave the board to Kenny Baker, and he got it the very first try.
Now that fluffy bit of Fandango is passed into limbo, comes that captivating Casanova of the kilocycle, that Don Juan of the dulcet tones, to charm us with a little Christmas song. Kris Kringle Kenny Baker croons a cute bit of advice for kiddies young and old.
All year long in the mountains lives an old man, they say. He wraps up bundles with ribbons just to give them away. All year long in the mountains he looks down to see kids that are good and kids that are bad, and treats them accordingly. If you want toys like other little boys in your neighborhood, don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good. And dolls with curls are for the little girls who do things they should. So don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good. You can't fool Mr. Santa Claus. He knows right from wrong. And you can't be right for just one night. You gotta be right, right along. You'd love to see another Christmas tree where the old one stood. So don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good. Santa Claus has a big book that helps him to remember. He can tell each kid the things they did from January to December. Jingle bells, ever jingle for the very bad ones. Every Christmas day, the good are gay, and the bad ones are the sad ones. If you want toys like other little boys in your neighborhood, don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good. You'd love to see another Christmas tree where the old one stood. So don't wait till the night before Christmas to be good.
Well, hi, kiddies. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello. Oh, my, thank you. Oh, my. Well. I didn't expect that. I expected more. Hello, John. Hello.
Hello, Charles. What have you got with us? What have you got for tonight for us?
What have we got with us? You mean, yes. What have I got for tonight? Oh,
that's
well,
it.
I have a little poem for you, John, tonight. Would you like to hear it? You wouldn't care to hear it. Well, you're going
I'd
to get it whether you like it or not. It says here, on the street, I met a little girl on the street, and on the street she smiled at me, and to her side I hurried. I kissed her lips. She slapped my face. Did I do wrong? Signed, worried. just a little thing I whipped up during my Christmas shopping, you know.
Why, Charles, that's just too sweet and oleaginous for words. Mm. Tell me, what happened to your nemesis?
Yeah, my, is that thing showing again?
No, I mean Emerson, that fawn on your side.
Oh, Emerson. Oh, well, he won't bother me this week. No. He got caught in the Christmas rush at Macy's the last time I saw him. Yeah, he was in women's underwear.
Oh, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, oh, my dear. He must have found the combination.
I want to talk to you, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, as if I didn't know.
You've got to hear the real facts about the Ferndale Fauna and Flora Club.
The Ferndale Fauna... Well, just give me the dope on Flora. We'll skip the rest of it, will you?
No. Fauna and Flora are the trees and the flowers. That's what our club gives you. Nature in the raw. No fetters, no bonds, no ties, no work.
Yeah, no brush, no lather, no rub-in, no shave, no nothing. My goodness.
Mr. Ruggles, I'll have you understand that we have a great clientele and an honored tradition. Why, you know, our club was started by the Indians.
Oh, an Indian club, huh?
No, I mean our club goes back to the Indians.
Oh, I see. Oh, they're foreclosing. Yes, I see. I understand.
Look, let's get away from the Indians.
Yeah, do you think we can make it? It's 2 miles to the fort.
Well, we'll wait till dark, and then we'll sneak... What am I talking about?
Well, I don't know. You ought to know. The authors wrote it.
Let's be serious now. Join our club, and we'll open a new world to you.
A new world? My, aren't we having enough trouble with the one we've got now?
But this is different. Here's a place where you can relax and forget your worries. A place where clothes are shed with a smile and a song. Think of it, no conventions whatsoever.
No conventions, is that so? Well, I think it'd be a nice place to hold one, really.
You've got it all wrong. I mean, give up all this sham and pretense of civilization. Go back to the forest primeval. Live in a tree.
A tree? No, I'd be a little afraid of that. I really think I would, because, you see, my great-great-grandfather died from one.
Don't be silly. You can't die from a tree.
You can if you hang there long enough.
Ruggles, don't you know that outdoor living prolongs the health and vigor of youth?
It does.
Postpones old age and senility?
And senility?
Yeah, what do you think is slowly creeping up on you? Yeah,
don't tell me those Indians are here again.
I mean, you should know the zest and joy of our primitive existence.
Oh.
You should know the taste of a cool and sparkling rivulet.
A cool and sparkling rivulet. Is it anything like sarsaparilla?
Don't you know what a rivulet is? What is it that comes down from the mountains and goes on forever?
Hillbillies.
Ruggles, listen. Join the Ferndale Club and forget your troubles. If you're a member of the Ferndale Club, you don't have to think about rent. There's no mortgage to come due. Well, you don't even have to worry about termites.
Termites can't join, huh?
Look, let's understand each other. I'm talking about things that swarm all over your house and eat everything.
Oh, you mean my relatives. Oh.
Termites eat buildings. They're bugs.
Well, on a diet like that, who wouldn't be bugs? My goodness.
Maybe it'll clear the whole matter up if I show you our circular.
Go ahead and show me anything. I don't care. I'm just in the mood for that. What is that?
You see this old gentleman with the long white beard?
Now, don't tell me that's old man Mose. I thought he was dead.
That's our founder, Homer the Hermit.
Oh.
Now, here on this page is a picture of the founder's throne room.
Yeah.
His throne is a wicker chair which he wove entirely by hand.
My. Wicker chair which he wove himself. My. How wovely.
It has a fine colored trevis in front of it and lattice work in the rear.
Would you say that again? It has a what?
It has a fine covered trellis.
Trevis.
In front of it.
Oh, trellis. I never said trevis. I didn't know what you meant by that.
And lattice work in the rear.
Yes.
And you know how he got that lattice effect?
Yeah, was it from sitting on the wicker chair, do you think?
Oh, you're hopeless, Ruggles. Now, look here. Let's stop quibbling. Why don't you join our little group, and in 3 months you'll be happy and healthy.
Well,
what do you say?
Well, I don't know. You're getting warmer. I'll say that for you.
Oh, you should see the rugged, handsome men of our club in their leopard skins.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
And the beautiful, sun-kissed women clothed only in leaves.
In leaves? Oh, well, why didn't you say so before? Well, that's the club I've been looking for.
Then you'll join now?
Yeah, well, not until the autumn.
Autumn? Why wait till then?
Well, need I go further?
Well, so much for sophisticated subtlety. Jane, my dear, what tickles thy funny bone?
Oh, that Charlie Ruggles plays me. He's the funniest man.
Oh, possibly, but he can't act.
Can you?
Jane Froman, a part-time comedian, sings an old favorite, More Than You Know.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm going. growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the brain you need. More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about you. Loving may be all you can give. Oh, darling, I can't live without you. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever
lovely, Jane. Lovely, lovely indeed.
Say, John, how are you coming along with your Christmas shopping?
Oh, what a headache, James. Are you having any trouble with yours?
Oh, no, not me, John. You know, I'm giving away the presents I got last year.
Very smart, James.
Oh, yes, I guess there are dumber people than James Wellington.
Hi, Sharon,
Ned. Howdy, Alex. Will you get a load of the outfit on Ned Sparks? Say, Ned, don't tell me you're supposed to be Santa Claus.
Well, I ain't the good humor man.
Come on, come on. Tell me, what's your excuse for the Santa Claus outfit?
I'm going to give things to people.
Oh, well, you can't scare me. I'm vaccinated. Say, where'd you get those whiskers?
Off that last joke.
All right, Santa. Did you come with the reindeer?
No, the snow, honey.
What's the use? Ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Alfredo.
Yes?
What do you want for Christmas? A Shirley Temple doll?
Why, no. I want a chromium-plated rat trap.
Okay, but you'll have to come in for a fitting.
As I was about to say, when you press the starter these cold days, all the gasoline in your tank won't help you to start quickly.
Oh, no.
No, sir. You depend on only a few ounces of chilled gasoline in the carburetor to get you started. Now, that's why, if you want your car to start on the button, you must use a gasoline that vaporizes instantly.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Fire Chief, the emergency duty gasoline takes the spark readily, regardless of how cold.
Say, Alfredo, I've really got a present for you.
Oh, you can't annoy me. My family's used to getting screwy gifts.
Huh?
Yeah, why, one year my mother got a monkey for Christmas.
Funny, I thought you were born on New Year's.
Say, why don't you be human, Sparks? How about declaring a truce during the holidays? Just to bind it, we'll exchange presents. Now, to show my good faith, here's a curling iron and a bottle of peroxide.
What'll I do with it?
Curl up and die.
Yahoo!
And to think that today I had a good word for everybody.
Oh, you mean you even had a good word for me?
Yeah, but they won't let me use it on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, you get double quick starting action with Emergency Duty Fire Chief. With Fire Chief in your carburetor, your engine warms quickly.
Did you get that room last week?
Certainly, but it was an outside room.
Uh-huh.
You immediately feel the surge of its full power under your foot. Oh, I guess it's my throat.
Yeah, well, with all that gab, I guess you could use something for your throat.
By golly, you're right, Ned. What would you suggest?
A razor.
No use. Motorists everywhere are more and more going into...
Say, Alfredo, I've got something else for you.
Well, whatever it is, I don't want it.
Okay, I was just going to give you back your album.
Wait a minute, I'll take it.
You're too late. Go on.
It's no wonder every year thousands of motorists use Fire Chief exclusively.
No, it isn't.
No. They prove its superiority in the winter, and they use it all year round.
Say, Wallington, to get back to your album, who's the nervous breakdown in the fright wig?
Why, that's a picture of my Aunt Holly.
Do tell.
Oh, yeah. When she left Vassar, they never filled her place on the daisy chain.
Ah, sort of a missing link.
Will you give me back that album?
And who is this gruesome twosome at the radio?
That's my cousin Argus and his wife.
Mm. Yes. Get a load of those beaks. They look like a couple of parrots.
Now, listen here. You can kid about other things, but when it comes to noses, the Wallingtons certainly hold their own.
Well, with you on the air, can you blame them?
Will you give me back my album?
I'll think about it.
And so, motorists, it costs no more to have quicker Fire Chief starts and warm up. They are yours at regular gasoline prices. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Say, Wallington, the holiday spirit's finally got me. Let's be pals.
What?
Sure. You're not such a bad bird.
Why, gosh, Ned, you're making me feel kind of funny.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. Why... You know, when I think of the nasty things I've thought about
you... Ah, don't think about it, Jimmy.
Yes, and the terrible things I've said about
Forget
you.
Forget it, Bo.
I can't. I guess I'm just a stupid jackass.
Oh, so you finally admit it.
Kenny Baker, still in the Christmas mood, sings one of the most beautiful of all Christmas songs, Cantique de Noël.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Kenneth. That was beautiful. And now, still in the same mood, we bring you our old friend, Adolphe Monjou, with one of the loveliest of Hollywood's younger stars, Miss Frances D., in a radio play by Edward James that takes us clear to the other side of the world. Bring up the curtain, David.
Chanson de Noël, Song of Christmas, a story of French equatorial Africa with Adolphe Monjou and Frances D. In a tiny clearing deep in the heart of an African jungle, the tricolor of France hangs limply over the thatched roof of a simple little shack. Here in the sweltering heat, three white people hold an empire for their native France. The commissioner, Jean Duvel, his wife, Nina, and his assistant, Victor. Three whites among a million African natives. And over all of them, the heat lies damp and sticky as the steady throb of native drums rolls endlessly through the stagnant air.
You wouldn't think the devils would have energy enough to beat those drums. Lord, but it's hot, Nina.
No more than usual.
Why don't you try to read?
Read what?
I'm sorry, dear. If they hadn't lost that last ship into the jungle...
Oh, if they'd only stopped, Jean. Just for a little while.
They won't, though. They'll keep up that infernal racket till the rains come.
Warner! Warner!
What is it, Demba?
Toma Gomez in compound, Warner. Try to go storeroom for rum. I catch him, Warner.
Stealing, are they? Kutai yababa batalo.
Ndo, Warner.
Bejawala.
I go, Warner.
You told Zenba to flog them.
I must remind them who is master here. We're three against a million, Nina. Without authority, we're lost.
Aren't we anyway?
Darling, what is it? Is anything wrong?
Wrong? In this paradise? In this musty green tomb?
Oh, my dear.
I can't help it, Jean. I can't stand it anymore. Flies and ticks and awful crawling things. And drums. Drums pounding and pounding.
There, there, darling. It won't be much longer. In 2 weeks, the rains will come. And then the drums will stop. Only 2 more weeks, Nina.
2 more weeks. And then another year. And another, and another, and another. Oh, Jean, why can't we go home? Just for a little while.
You know that's impossible. Victor goes tomorrow. Someone must stay.
Then he should stay, and we should go. You've earned it, Jean.
We have a duty here.
We could come back refreshed and alive.
Come back? To what? Could Victor hold those devils, do you think? Why, he'd be dead before we reach the coast. It would be death to every white man in the jungle if we go. Don't you see, Nina? We're more than just people, you and I. We're the law.
We're human beings. We have a right to live.
To a million savages, we're France. And France is strong through us.
What would she lose if we went away? A few bits of ivory, a patch of jungle heavy with fever.
You're a woman, Nina. You don't understand.
Why not? What's so hard to understand? I've spent 3 years of my life in this steaming hell, and now I have to spend another.
Nina.
One more year of sleepless nights, reaching for a breeze that never comes. One more year of heat and flies and pounding drums.
Nina, please.
Another year of watching you grow hard and brutal. I can't, Jean. I can't.
Nina, Nina, listen to me, darling. I can't leave all these things I've worked for. One more year, that's all I need. 1 year. Then if I find a man I can trust, then we'll leave for good.
We won't, John. We'll never leave.
I promise you, darling. 1 more year and
John,
we'll...
Are you in there?
It's Victor. Compose yourself, my dear. Come in, Victor.
I thought I'd come over and... Oh, I'm sorry, Nina. I didn't mean to intrude.
No, I was just going. You'll pardon me?
What's the matter, John? Is she ill?
She's quite all right.
Well, she seemed a little upset.
I prefer to talk business, Victor.
Sorry, I just meant to...
If you please.
I brought the account books over. I've entered all items up to date.
I'll check them tonight. What time are you planning to start?
About 4. We can cover a good distance before the sun gets too hot. Any further instructions?
None.
You don't like me, do you, Jean?
It's not a matter of like or dislike. I'm sending you back because you've been a failure here.
I've done my work.
Exactly. You've done your work, but you couldn't do mine. It's well you're going back. The jungle is no place for you, Victor.
Why? Because I don't enjoy being buried alive? You think I'm weak, don't you? Because I'm not like you. Because I'm not a machine that deals out rum and gathers in ivory. Because I'm not a madman who'd sacrifice everything to strut and lord it over a lot of dirty natives. Everything, even to your own wife.
We'll leave my wife out of this.
Sure. She's weak, too. Because she hates the jungle as much as I do.
The heat and the filth and those tormenting drums. She'd sell her soul to get away.
My wife is here because she wants to be with me.
Does she? Have you ever asked her? Just give her the chance and see what she says.
I could kill you for that.
Sure you could. Like you're killing her. Only I'd go out quicker, a lot more easily.
Get out!
One day you'll regret it.
Get out, I said!
All right, I'm going. And I'd rather be in my place than in yours, Mr. Commissioner. Nina?
Who is it?
It's Victor.
Oh. Yes, Victor.
I wanted to say goodbye. I'm leaving at 4.
You're really leaving?
If I'd been the man your husband hoped I'd be, you two would be going home now instead of me.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't it? Don't you ever think of Paris?
Sometimes. Casually.
So casually it makes you cry?
It wasn't that, Victor.
It's Christmas time in Paris, Nina.
In 4 more days, it'll be Christmas in Paris.
You have thought of it. Back home, people are walking in shops, Nina. Close to soft, beautiful things. They're singing in Notre Dame. And there's a cool wind and snow. It's crisp and clean. No heat, no crawling things.
No pounding drum.
Come with me, Nina. Come back with me.
Paris.
There are fir trees in Paris. And lights and music and the smell of chestnuts in the night. Bells are ringing from 1,000 towers and people are happy.
Oh, please, Victor.
Monsieur Buona.
Zenda.
Buona say, Missy come house.
Nina.
Jean wants me, Victor. I must go now. I hope you have a pleasant journey. Goodbye. Jean, did you want me?
Yes, my dear.
I'm sorry I was so upset, darling. Please forgive me.
Well, of course, my dear. Sit down. I want to talk to you.
What is it, Jean?
I've decided what your Christmas present is to be.
Oh, what?
You're going to Paris.
Paris? No, Jean, please don't make a joke of
it. But I mean it. You leave in the morning with Victor.
With Victor? Then you're not. Oh, no. No, I couldn't. I wouldn't go back without you, Jean.
Nonsense. You deserve a holiday.
Oh, if you're thinking of all that silly talk before, it didn't mean anything, Jean. Really, it didn't.
Well, I know it didn't, my dear, but everything is arranged. Zemba will go with you to the coast.
I won't go. You know I won't.
Of course you will. In 5 weeks, you'll be in Paris. What a time you'll have.
No.
Maxime's and Ciro's and that little place where they spill soup on your hat. Remember?
Darling, don't.
You'll see Paris again. Under snow, perhaps.
Paris, without you.
I'll be there in a year. A year isn't so terribly long. And next Christmas, I'll be in Paris with you. Holding you in my arms, like this. Feeling the softness of your hair against my face.
We'll walk in the Place Vendôme.
With the snow in our faces and the wind in our hair, we'll go high in the clouds.
And watch a million lights twinkle below and...
Darling, tears. At a time like this.
I can't help it.
But why?
I wanted to go so much, but... Oh, I don't know, Jean.
Tired, Nina?
I could go another few steps if I had to.
Well, why didn't you tell me? Zemba, tell them to stop. We'll make camp here.
No, Buona. Ugolo! Let them in who wants them, Getty!
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in 2 days, Nina. Happy?
I would be if I could stop thinking of Jean. Back there alone.
It's time you started thinking of yourself. Oh, you don't belong out here, Nina. You're so beautiful. You should be with people who can appreciate you.
Victor.
Oh, if you knew the things I've wanted to say to you this whole year.
Victor, there's something strange about this place.
Please, Nina, I've got to tell you.
It's different, Victor. Can't you feel it?
Feel what?
Listen. The drums.
The drums?
The drums have stopped.
Well, don't you think it's about time?
But they shouldn't stop. Something's wrong.
Don't be childish now. What could be wrong?
I don't know. Zenba.
Stand ready, Missy Buona.
Zenba, the drums have stopped.
Hey, Missy Buona.
But the rains haven't come yet.
Rains no come yet.
Then why have the drums stopped? Tell me the truth, Zenba.
Maybe trouble.
Trouble?
They probably broke the old drum pounding it like they have. Oh, there they go again now. You see, all your worry for nothing.
No. No, it's different, Victor. Can't you hear the other drums? They're sending a message. Denver.
Drums say big trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Say all tribes come quick together.
But they can't. Jean forbids it.
Drum says Big Wana.
What is it, Denver? Tell me.
Big Wana is down.
No.
Ridiculous. I don't believe it.
Then what isn't true? You didn't hear it right.
Drum say again. Tribes come. Wana down.
Hurt! I'm going back.
Nina, you can't.
I should never have come away. Zenba, we're going back.
But you can't go through the jungle at night. It's suicide.
I've got to get back.
We can make the coast if we keep going. We'll be in Paris in a month. Paris, Nina.
I'm going to Jean.
Ready now, Miss Yvonne.
Nina, you're mad.
I'll show best way back.
Nina, you can't. Drop the chance in a minute. Nina, come back. Nina. Nina.
France, got to whip them, show who's master. Allons enfants de la.
There he is, on the bed.
Bonheur, very sick.
Oh, Jean.
Jean, darling.
Ha ha, it's been soup on Nina's hat.
It's the fever, Zender. Give me the water and quinine.
What are the words? The words I.
Drink this, Jean. Drink it down. Oh, my poor darling.
I want them out of the compound. All of them. Do you hear? Do you hear?
Yes.
Those are bells. Christmas bells from Notre Dame. Nina will hear them.
I hear them, darling.
They're beautiful.
Stand outside and watch, Denver. Keep them out of the compound.
Let's go, Miss Iwana. I'm
right here, darling. I'm holding you on my arm.
The drums will stop. Being in Paris together.
Yes, darling. We'll be together.
Sing with me, Mama. Virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and wild. Not Victor. He's weak. Not Victor.
Miss Iwana, Nagone's breaking compound.
They're not coming here.
They come take Wana.
No, they can't. They can't. Oh, my darling. They won't hurt you. They won't. Zenba, give me your gun.
Take Wana gun, too.
All right. And stay close to me.
Hey, no, listen to me, Miss Iwana.
They'll listen to this. Go back to your villages. All of you.
Never mind,
Zenba. They'll understand me. Magona, listen to me. The white one is here. His gun is in my hand. The drums lie to you, for the white one is Sati. He is strong as a thousand oxen, and his arm is long. Go back to your villages in peace, before the wrath of the white warner descend upon you.
Afiti!
Yes, Afiti! This place is evil for you. Go back. Go back before the great warner far away sends his giant birds to fly over you and drop lightning upon your eldest son.
Yeah, Missy make big noise like Buona. They go now.
They're going, then. Thank God, they're going.
Naidu, Mala, where the devil is everybody gone? Mala, why, Nina.
Jean dying.
Oh, no, it can't be. You went away. I saw you go.
I'm back now. We're together, darling. But you've got to be quiet. You've been ill.
Oh, my head.
Yes. Try to rest, dear.
I remember now. The fever.
You went away. But you're back. It isn't a dream. Nina, you're really back.
Yes, dear. I'm really back. You're holding my hand. I'll never leave you again.
You came back to the drums?
I had to come back, Jean. I couldn't let you be alone today.
Today? What day is it, Nina?
10 minutes past midnight. It's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? Another Christmas Day? Merry Christmas, darling.
Merry Christmas, my husband.
Just heard Adolphe Monjou and Francis D. in a radio drama written especially for the Texaco Star Theater. Adolphe and Francis, you've given us a grand Christmas present. Now, what can we give you?
Anything but drums.
I take it then, Adolphe, that your next picture will not be in a jungle setting.
Oh, no, Jack. As a matter of fact, my next picture is going to be a sea picture.
A sea picture? My, I've heard of bee pictures, but sea... Poor Adolphe. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we take time off for the pause that depresses.
Why, thank you, John. Our Merkle melodrama tonight is a detective story entitled Who Killed Cock Robin or 45,000 Dealers Get the Bird? Oh, it is a blood-curdling mystery story, and as the curtain rises... one of the stagehands just caught his thumb in the pulley. It's all right, folks. But on to the play. We tune in on the police radio calls that came through on that eventful night.
Calling car 59. Investigate stagecoach robbery in Pomona. Calling car 92. Calling car 92. Officer Casey, ditch the blonde. Your wife is after you. Calling all Hollywood detectives. Proceed immediately to 2222 Canyon Drive and solve crime. Last one there's the rotten egg.
This is the place, Chief.
Okay, I'll break down the door.
No, wait a minute now. You broke down the last one. This is my turn.
Come in.
I say, look here. Look here, my good woman. Is this the scene of the crime?
Yes, there's been a murder. Who are you?
I'm a great English detective, Airedale Drummond.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You'll stay until the crime is solved, won't you?
Madam... An Airedale never leaves his post. Come on, Sergeant. Let's have a look at the body.
No. You go ahead. You have a look, Chief. This one here looks all right to me, right here. Say, Nina, where were you on the night of June 14th?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. What were you doing on August 12th?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, what are you doing tonight?
Now you're talking. Say, who are you anyway?
The Scarlet Pimpernel.
What's that?
The Lone Ranger in Technicolor.
I don't get it, George.
I say, look here. Let's go to the bottom of this case. You over there. You, what do you know about this? Where were you when this murder was committed? Oh, you won't talk, eh?
That's the body.
Oh, my dear child, how could I tell? He looks better than anyone else around here. Who is it?
Why, it's Ned Sparks. They bumped him off.
Hey, wait a minute, Chief. Listen, there's something funny about that body. I think it's moving.
I smell a rat.
Quiet, body. You're dead.
I wonder how he died. You say that, John.
Yes, all right, my dear fellow. Give me a chance.
All right,
I wonder. I'm still wondering.
Yes,
well, no roots for moth. I'm still wondering
how he died.
Yeah.
Now, I say, I wonder how he lived.
Of course you do, you silly little thing. A great Scott. What's down that? What is that there? Next to the body.
Well, let me see. Why, my. It's a copy of last week's broadcast. No, it's a copy of the Merkle melodrama, isn't it?
Oh, a deadly weapon. Line up the suspects.
Hey, Chief, wait a minute. I don't like the looks of that fellow over there.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. You're looking in a mirror.
Well, it doesn't do me justice, I'll say that.
Now look here. We're not getting anywhere here, you know.
Come in.
Old letters, old bloodstains, old fingerprints.
Who are you?
Just an old clues man.
Most extraordinary what the rain will bring out of the ground. Well, now, let's get back to the corpse.
Well, what's going on here?
Who are you?
I'm not talking.
Well, he looks like Jimmy Wallington, that radio announcer. Say, mister, are you Wallington?
I'm not talking.
Then it ain't Wallington.
Quiet, Sparks.
We're trying to find out who murdered you, you poor fish.
Search the suspect, Sergeant. Can you find anything?
Here's a laundry bill, but it has no name on it.
How much is it?
3 cents.
I was wrong. It's Wallington after all.
A radio announcer, eh? A man that will do that will do anything. And you look pretty fidgety, too, my dear Wallington. Well, why are your hands shaking?
They're glad to see each other.
Come on, Al. Come clean, Wallington. Where were you? Where were you when this shooting occurred?
Well, I tell you, it was this way. I wasn't.
Well, it's a good thing you've got an alibi. I'll say that for you.
Come in.
Say, are you Mr. Drummond?
Yes, I'm Drummond. Charge the case.
Well, someone just croaked out in the garden.
Who?
A frog.
Hey, come back here. Who are you, anyway?
I'm a junior G-man. I'll help you track down this murderer.
You? Why, you couldn't track down a goat in a telephone booth.
I could if the wind was right.
Now, Wallington, what was your alibi again?
My alibi? Why, I was, you see, no, what I mean is...
Changing your story, are you?
Ah, the plot thickens.
You mean seconds.
Did you hear that? His jaws just moved.
Rigor mortis was working on the body.
Well, now, wait a minute. You tell Mortis to stay out of this case. There's too many working on it already.
Well, is the body dead or isn't he?
Now, just a moment. We'll find out if he's breathing. Watch. Now, I hold this mirror over his mouth. There.
What a time to look for cavities.
Come in.
Junior G-Man 876 reporting.
That's good. My dear, did you get anything?
Yes, my bloodhound picked up a scent. Yeah.
Well, where did he go?
Down to the corner to weigh himself.
Oh, you see that.
I wonder. Well, I wish that guy had bring in some real evidence.
Well, I did find some footprints.
Where?
In the lobby of Grandma's Chinese Theater.
There's that door again. This is the busiest road out. This is awfully baffling, Keith, you know.
Well, we've only got one good suspect. Let's work on him.
Now, listen, Airedale, if you think I'm guilty, you're barking up the wrong tree. But say, I've got a solution.
Go soak your head in it.
Well, we'll see about this. Sergeant, have you got your lie detector with you?
No, I haven't, Chief. She's home washing the dishes.
Look at who I found prowling in the garden.
Oh, it's Zemba. Look here, do you know who killed this man?
I asked Drums, Big Drums, Native Drums.
What do they say?
They say Wallington, Wallington.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. What else do they say?
They say Sparks, look at Wallington album. That's how he died.
I don't get it.
Drums say Sparks laugh himself to death. I don't get it.
What are the drums saying now?
Only 3 more shopping days till Christmas.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One look and I had found the world completely new. When love walked in,
coming down, Mr. Barrymore.
Where are we all going to now, James?
Sorry, John, I'm going home. I've got to decorate Junior's first Christmas tree.
Una, where'll we go?
Oh, you'll have to excuse me, John. I've got a lot of presents to wrap.
Charles?
No, I can't make it, John. I've got to knit a Christmas sweater for Fifi. Yeah, Fifi, that's my little padoodle, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, John, where are we going tonight?
Sorry, John, I can't possibly make it.
Oh, you can't let me down, John. You're my greatest admirer.
I'm terribly sorry, John, but it's just impossible.
Hey, look at Barrymore. He's talking to himself.
He's in bad company again.
Good night, all. Merry Christmas.
Good night. Best wishes for a swell Christmas.
Nighty night, Kitty.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night to the old neighbor.
Good night, John.
The Texaco Star Theater on Tuned to Yesterday from December 21st, 1938 on CBS. And that brings to a close this Christmas edition of Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVanier. Happy holidays.